Rosie on the House. Tip of the week. Packing the holidays away. Maybe you haven't got to it yet, and that's okay. For some reason this year, we've already got to it. And I'm not sure exactly why all that happened. We usually kind of drag it out a little bit, but this year it was just zip, zip, doom, bop, beep, boop. I think I have a couple Santa Claus hats to go pull off, a couple little cactus in the front yard, and we're done. But tips on packing it away, we kind of discovered how important it is. Jennifer and I, generally, we do the undecorating and the packing. So you've just kind of adapted to each other's style over 41 years of being married. Well, last year, we had a lot of family in town. I was still in intensive care, and we had other people unpack our holiday gifts, our holiday decorations. Not saying anything derogatory about any of them, it was overwhelmingly obvious, Romy, whoever packed it away had no intention of being the person unpacking it this year.
It was a little rough.
Holy, we were opening boxes thinking, man, what happened here?
Jack-in-a-box popping out every time, just crammed stuff in there.
I'm thankful for all the help we had last year. No matter how it got done, it got done.
They were trying to get the house ready for me to get home, and it got done. But I'll tell you, it makes a big, big difference next year in the unpacking and decorating when you've got things sorted accordingly. And boy, one of the things that we've discovered that has helped us a lot is we just cut flat cardboard sheets to use as spools to wrap up the Christmas lights. And Romy, there was a time where if one of those little low voltage lights didn't work, the whole string would go bad. And before we'd pack it away, I would replace every single low voltage bulb to try and get that string to work. No more, baby. No, I'm over that. I've grown past that. I'm not going to spend 2 hours trying to save a $4 light string.
Yeah.
When I was saving for y'all's college, I had to do that. But that's done. I'm finished with that. So, but if it's not working, it doesn't get packed away at our house anymore. Boom. It's done.
Yeah. And I don't understand why they can't make a string of lights that doesn't last 3 or 4 years, much less 20 or 40. You know, lights and a wire should not be... But that's
seasonally terminal.
When I get my big manufacturing warehouse to make all the things that we talk about and come up with, that's going to be one of them. A lifelong a string of lights.
A Christmas string that'll last.
You think about it. Look at Christmas lights, how they've changed. They've had what they call C4 lights, those little...
right.
Yeah, okay. And they told you no more than 3 connected. You know, you got 12 on three.
Right.
And when you start adding more, you're going to have an electrical fire and all that. Now we're down to LEDs. And correct me if I'm mistaken.
You can put 7 miles together.
Seven. Yeah, exactly. Yet they only last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, that's
what's the deal,
best,
man?
In my experience, they last that long at the very, very best. But they take absolutely no electricity, and you really can string a mess of them boogers together. 7 miles is a little exaggeration, but you
and
can,
with fiber optics and everything, I'm gonna put it in the home's design. So let's say I'm gonna do the front trim above the A-frame coming in the door entryway is gonna be blue, and then along the side it's gonna be green, and then on the edges red, or do the traditional. Red, green, blue, orange. I'm missing one. There's 4 colors in a Christmas light string. Anyway, you'll be able to just digitally set and never have to take them up or put them down.
They'd just be sitting inside the fascia board shining back on the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's one Christmas decoration I will not put up in my front yard.
What is it?
I just can't get past this.
The inflatables?
The inflatables. They look great at night. Then during the daytime, it looks like a wet bag of clothes in your yard. And I just can't do it. I can't do it.
It's no dead Frosty the Snowman in your front yard.
No. Well, he melts during the day and inflates at night, but it just looks bad during the day. You know?
All right. We have never pursued the inflatable ornamentation either, but we do try and get some lights up. Wrapping them around that cardboard board has really helped a lot. You know, the other thing is the delicate Christmas tree ornaments, the glass bulbs. Y'all made a bunch of the rosy 30th celebration bulbs that we gave out.
The anniversary ornaments?
Yeah. That we gave out as gifts last year. And many of them now are more than just the 79-cent package of six that you buy. They're actually hand-decorated. And gorgeous. Some of the ones we bought this year are from Sibley's West and hand-painted Arizona-themed Christmas ornaments. And you want to be able to save those in a way that they'll be prepared to be used again next year. And one of the tips we came up with were red Solo cups. You simply take a large Tupperware bin, line the bottom of it with Solo cups turned up. You stuff a ball in each Solo cup, put a layer of cardboard or a sheet down, reload it up with another layer of red Solo cups, fill each of the cups with your ornaments, and boom. That's a great way to just store the fragile bulbs and ornaments that you want to save for year over year over year, because some of these really are hand-me-down beautiful pieces of art anymore. Just one tip. I told you we'd share tips with you, and that's what we're doing.
And if you want to up the game, ditch the box to store them in and put them in plastic containers. They last a lot longer, and you can put a bag over the plastic container to keep the dust in, the bugs out. There you go.
A texter repurposes electrical spools to hold his Christmas lights. Has almost about 2,000 LEDs and has a tool that tracks down the burnt out bulb and takes about 3 minutes to find and replace the burnt out one. And that's cool. You know, that'd be worth it. But
I love it.
That's still not a lifetime solution. That's what I'm looking for.
Greg's called in. Let's see if we can welcome Greg to the conversation. See how we might be able to help him. Good morning, Mr. Greg, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate it. I was calling. I was talking to your wife about the a pigeon problem that I've had since I've lived out here in Buckeye for almost 3 years now. I was going to put a system up, a pigeon control wiring system up there, but never have yet. But I did have some guys out about a month ago from a pest control company that does pigeon control systems, and they found some damage up there where my house on the top floor, it's a two-story house out in Buckeye, it's missing about a six-foot section of stucco where the stucco has been stripped off of the plywood and the styrofoam. And it's stripped down to the bare plywood and a little bit of chicken wire remnant left over there. And he didn't know whether the contractor that built the house didn't finish that part of the house and just left it because you can't see it from the ground, or the pigeons have actually torn it up to that extent, if they can do that. But they're pretty monstrous pigeons if that's what's happened, because wow. It's literally been torn off. And he sent me some pictures on my email where you can see the bare plywood with just the chicken wire covering over it. And you can see where the chicken wire has been like pulled up some. But he couldn't tell because it's not like a clean border where the styrofoam ends and it goes to bare plywood. It's not clean. It's like a jagged cut there that almost looks like it's been pecked and torn out by these flying rats. But I don't know if that's the case or not. And he didn't know either. But I need to get that fixed before I get the pigeon control system put up, because he said they'll just take it down when whatever system they put up there, they put up the wires or the spikes or whatever. They'll take the pigeon control system down to fix this damaged stucco and styrofoam up there that I need to get replaced. And I needed a contractor, or if you knew a contractor that would do that kind of work before I have the pigeon control system put in. And he didn't have any references that he could refer me to.
Well, I'm going to have to do a little exploring myself. But Greg, he's emailed you some photographs. I'd love you to send those to me so I could see what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I can forward them to you. Absolutely.
In our remodeling world, when I need some stucco done to a room addition or stucco repair, there's a company called Stucco Renovations. But Doug lives in the East Valley, and I don't know.
Tempe.
Yeah. Well, that's the East Valley. You don't think that's...
That's like central.
You want to call that central? Okay. I guess I've been here too long.
That's south.
Okay. But Doug may know someone, or maybe one of his tradespeople would be able to come out and take care of it. Let me just see what the extent of the damage is so I can kind of go through my Rolodex at the office and see if I can find somebody for you.
Absolutely. How far were those to you? You got an email I can send them to?
Yeah, just send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com and put in the subject line, put photos January 4th. And then my staff will know that's something I asked for during the radio show and I wanted to see it. And it'll get to my desk much faster.
Photos January 4th, and it's info@rosieonthehouse.com.
That's right.
Cool. I'll do that today then. I greatly appreciate it. I figured you might have a reference for a person to fix that, but he emailed me the pictures, and I didn't know how bad it was. And I've heard the thing scratching around up there before, and it's almost like they had gotten into the attic and were inside the attic, but he didn't know if that was the case or not. But the attic is right above the master bedroom on the upper level, and you can hear them up there cooing and scratching and stuff, and I really developed a dislike for pigeons since I lived out here, obviously.
I dislike the pigeons in Atlanta, but that's a personal
thing. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because it's farm country out here, and there is just giant flocks of billions of pigeons.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I used to live in Goodyear in Estrella Mountain. It's kind of more developed out there, but there was no pigeon problem at all. And I don't know if the developers out there knew something that they don't know out here in Buckeye, but pigeons out here are just they're just everywhere, like, you know, literally flying rats.
Well, they are. And if they find anybody in your subdivision that's kind to pigeons by feeding, it is grossly exasperating the problem for you. And that is very often what we find. Someone in the neighborhood is encouraging the flocks to inhabit that particular area. And if you see a home in your subdivision that's more inundated than yours, that's probably the prime suspect. But send me the pictures, and we'll find somebody to get that stucco repaired for you.
And for the Atlanta Falcons fans, it's Gary just smack talked. That was producer Gary D. that made that comment, and you can direct those inquiries to him.
You said the F word on the air, man. Shame on you.
Hey, and listeners sent me a website, trimlight.com. It is a universal year-round solution for your holiday lights. You just leave up all the time, and look at that. That's a programming sequence, so you can change the colors. And
you know, Romy, when you mentioned that, that was actually something I saw at the International Builders Show about 2 years ago, and they were still in the developmental stages of it. But I sat and visited with them for a long time, so it's interesting to see they've actually made it to market.
Trimlight.com. Very neat.
I'm excited to get to Las Vegas in 2 weeks because we're going to be, Jennifer and I will be back at the International Builders Show. I missed last year. It'll be interesting what's out there. What's new?
Yeah, one of the last ones I went to, the hardware show, where they had single bulbs that you could change lights to program, like for your kids' high school or your college games or whatever. And so that's kind of like this on steroids. But Julia said that's very, very popular in the Midwest.
Permanent lights up.